This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, today we are going to talk about tobacco use in Douglas County and the Great American Smokeout, a national event, but a local angle to it as well. And Jessica Hand, Executive Director of Thrive Umpqua. Mitchell Kilkenny is the Tobacco Prevention and Education Program Coordinator at Douglas Public Health Network. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. Nice to be here.
So, Mitchell, tell us, I guess your first time on the radio, how long have you been at Douglas Public Health?
I've been at Douglas Public Health for about 1 year. I started with the COVID prevention team and now moved up to this position.
And what's your background to kind of get into this whole arena?
So I've worked in healthcare for about 3 years, and I lived in Douglas County and grew up here my whole life, and I'm deeply passionate about community service and giving back to the generous people who have given to me.
Well, and Jessica, we've talked to you a lot before with Thrive Umpqua, because you've been part of that for how long?
5 years. We just had our anniversary a couple months ago since our kickoff in 2017. I've been with that original team since.
Wow. Yeah. So let's talk about the Great American Smokeout kind of in general. Mitchell, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, great. So the Smokeout has been around for a while, since the 70s, and it actually started as a high school fundraiser. And what they did is they asked the residents of their county to stop smoking and donate instead of buying cigarettes for that day. Go ahead and donate that to the school. So that's how it originated. It was then adopted by the American Cancer Association, and now it's a great way for us to promote tobacco prevention and education.
Wow, I had no idea that was how it began. That's wild.
It's been around a while.
Yeah. Well, and also just the idea that sometimes you get a good idea. And it starts at the local level, like really local, and then look, 50 years later.
Catches on, yeah.
And the impact. So, Mitchell, what would you describe as sort of the overall point to the Great American Smokeout?
Well, I think what's great is that in Douglas County, 70% of people either have thought about quitting smoking or have attempted to quit smoking at some point. And this allows them a certain day to really think about, hey, maybe it's time for me. Look at all the other programs that we offer in the county.
You know, I was thinking recently, I was watching, I don't remember what, some older program where everyone was smoking, one of those old movies. And you even remember there were commercials back, I don't remember when, but I mean, you would have like a certain brands recommended by doctors,
right,
and things like that. I mean, it's been a big societal shift over the decades, but in Douglas County, we have always been kind of ahead of the numbers in a way that you would say is the wrong way.
That's right. Yeah. So roughly in Douglas County, about 25% of adults regularly use tobacco. When we look at the state of Oregon, that number is about 16%. So we've always led the way. In addition, with our youth initiative, the youth have increased in the recent years, especially with their vaping and e-cigarette usage, almost two or three times as high.
Yeah, and we're going to get more into the vaping part in a bit. So, Jessica, how does Thrive Umpqua, how do you get kind of dialed into all this?
Yeah, so tobacco education and prevention has been a focus of ours since we started 5 years ago. We have had a tobacco policy committee that's worked on a number of initiatives, from working with the city on policies that support clean air, like smoke-free downtown events, to actual education programs for the youth and families in the community around vaping and how to quit smoking. So that committee has kind of done a number of things, and this event is something that we have tried to do more and more awareness around, to bring awareness to Great American Smokeout and an opportunity for people to just kind of pause, reflect, decide maybe now is a great time to quit, and look at all these supportive programs and resources in the community that can help with that. So you don't have to wait till January 1st. There's nothing magical about January 1st. You can start any day. Every day is the first day to kind of think about your health and know that there's a tremendous amount of programs and community organizations that can help with it, like Douglas Public Health Network and ADAPT.
And we know that a lot of times people do kind of make New Year's resolutions. Most of those last till about the 10th of January. this one, though, for the Great American Smokeout, for a lot of people, I never was a smoker. I smoked a few times, and that, you know, that was kind of about it, and mainly cigars. But for some people, it just becomes a constant situation. And it's interesting when you see people that do eventually get away from it, realize how much, first of all, how much of their time it took up, how much of their money it took up, and just how it even regulated their schedule. Like, it's time to go outside and smoke.
Yeah.
You know, and people in workplaces can see that, you know, offices and stuff. I mean, there's a real big impact to the business community. And I know that you guys made a push a number of years ago with businesses kind of, you know, reshaping how they do that.
That's absolutely right. That was actually one of the areas our committee focused on. The Tobacco Policy Committee was supporting workplaces with becoming smoke-free campuses and how to go about that, right? There's good and bad ways to implement something like that. But there were a number that decided to go that route. Mercy Hospital being one implemented that about, I think, a full year and a half ago at the beginning of 2021. The VA campus was another one. They kind of saw it as a broader extension of what are we doing to support employee wellness, but also the wellness of our patients too. Like, yeah.
Well, and sometimes business owners might say, you know, I just want them to come do their job and go home, and I, you know, the rest of their life is theirs.
Yeah.
But for an employer, especially when you are paying insurance and all of that, there's a higher cost if you have patients that are using tobacco.
That's right. There's so many things that can be associated, right? Diseases that can be associated with smoking cigarettes that are super costly to employers when you're thinking of health insurance premiums. So yeah, there's a real cost savings there for an employer to think about, but also just for the general health and well-being of their employees, being happy, healthy employees too at the end of the day.
Well, and Mitchell, for DPHN, when you look at all the different arenas you cover in healthcare, there are so many things that, you know, originate from you smoked, and that means you have a higher probability of, and there's a big long list.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's lots of other comorbidities and things that come from smoking, COPD, cancer, to name a few, and the list goes on and on. And so it's important, you know, to work on to reduce that.
And what kind of response do you get when you, I mean, you're newer at this, but just in terms of when you even bring the topic up, do you find you get people to listen, or do you get a lot of resistance?
No, the community has overwhelming support for these initiatives. And so, you know, like I said earlier, 70% of people who we ask, hey, are you interested in quitting smoking, have some desire, some wish to go ahead and stop, or at least attempt to stop. And so when you approach them, when you approach the community from a place of compassion, empathy, and support, overwhelming success, it really happens. And so the hard part is maintaining that and having them actually maintain that cessation or that quit over a long period of time.
And Jessica, you mentioned for businesses and stuff, sometimes there's a wrong way to do that too.
Yeah, I think when we talk to businesses about policies and communication to the employees, it's important to start early with the communication before you implement a policy to go completely smoke-free. So some of the organizations that we've worked with, they've really spent time on communicating out like, hey, this is going to go into effect in about a year, but look at all these cessation programs that we're offering to you as our employee to get you the help you need if you're considering quitting. Right. So I think that's a wonderful way to do it. It's not punitive. It's more like, how can we help you achieve that for your health before that policy goes into effect? And as Mitchell will talk about, there's so many resources out there to help with that are completely free and in a variety of formats, depending on what's the best fit for that individual. Do you like to talk with a health coach? Do you like a text-based support message that you get on your phone? Do you like a website? There's just a multitude of options.
All right. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Jessica Hand from Thrive Umpqua, Mitchell Kilkenny from Douglas Public Health, and we're going to talk about the local aspect to that in a moment on Inside Douglas County. 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, talking about the Great American Smokeout today happening on Thursday. And Mitchell Kilkenny from Douglas Public Health Network, Jessica Hand from Thrive Umpqua. I want to talk about the local aspect to this, because you've got a special thing you're working on together that people could do to participate locally. Tell us about it.
Yeah, great. So we really wanted to move away from, if you see your doctor and you say, hey, I wanna stop smoking, your doctor gives you this, here's a quit line, go ahead and call this number and good luck. We wanted to bring that to a local level and say, instead of that doctor giving you a quit line, let's connect you with a direct and local resource here in Douglas County.
And so tell us more about what's going to be available for people.
Absolutely. So ideally what this program is going to look like is if you go to your doctor, or if you decide you want to quit smoking at some point, they will refer you to us, and we will connect you directly with one of a lot of programs here in Douglas County. So that way you can get the direct local support you need and meet you where you'd like to be met.
And Jessica, you've also got something, Quit Kit, right?
Yeah, exactly. So on Thursday, which is actually the National Great American Smokeout Day, we're going to have some Quit Kits available for free in the Thrive Umpqua office downtown, as well as at the ADAPT building on Madrone, where Douglas Public Health Network is. Anyone can drop into those lobbies, pick up one. It's just filled with resources about the different programs that are offered here in Douglas County, whether you're looking for a support group, whether you're looking for a health coach, whether you want to maybe just talk to someone on the phone and use the quit line, whether you might need some cessation aids, patches, lozenges, those types of things, and information on how to get that. And then just some self-care wellness items in there too, because we just know, you know, there's a lot that comes with continuing to smoke, right? Dealing with a lot of stress, anxiety, typically. That's a way that people find to unwind. So we want to show them some other alternatives or support them with some alternatives that can help with the way they can de-stress and support their wellness overall.
So they can get those starting Thursday, right?
Yeah, so starting Thursday, but really they'll be available at both places through the first week of January. So whenever you make that decision to quit, stop by, pick one of those up. If you make a pledge to quit and choose a quit date for yourself, we'll enter you into a raffle for some local gift cards to local businesses, restaurants that you can enjoy.
So, Mitchell, talk about this kind of new generation of users because of the evolution of things, and vaping over a period of time suddenly became popular, especially among young people, right?
That's exactly right. With the advent of vaping and devices like Juul, we see an increase in young adults who are using these devices, typically because they are flavored. If you think back, 20, 30 years ago, these things weren't available. And so you might try your first cigarette or tobacco and go, man, that tastes terrible, and never use it again. Unfortunately, today, these young kids are using these flavorful watermelon and cherry flavors of nicotine and getting hooked using that.
And from what I've been told, especially like situations like school or whatever, they're a little easier to sort of hide and not be so obvious that, there's no big giant puff of smoke going out there.
That's exactly right. There's all kinds of these marketing tools and devices. They have USBs that are actually vape tools. They have hoodies with drawstrings that are actually a vape. There's all different kinds of these devices on the market. And so really targeting these young kids at a vulnerable time in their life.
And even some that are, and I don't know if it's a different device or just a different way it's used, of vaping marijuana-related products too. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
So, and some of these have like higher nicotine content than cigarettes, right?
That's correct. Yeah, a lot of these devices have higher and higher nicotine contents than you would actually receive in a traditional cigarette. And so a lot of these kids are waking up in the middle of the night because they're so addicted to this nicotine that they have to wake up in the middle of the night to get their nicotine fix. They have to, go to their locker during school. They always have to have this constant flow because of this addiction.
So, is it harder to quit vaping than smoking?
It can be, because there's that physical tolerance and that physical addiction that we have to overcome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think specifically with the Juul device, and one of the pods in the Juul is the equivalent of 20 cigarettes. And so you can kind of adjust your flow rate depending on how much you want to inhale of that, so that you can potentially inhale a very, very high level of nicotine in a short period of time, which is really scary. Some of the schools that we've been working with locally have even shared that students are going home sick in the middle of the day because they're actually having a withdrawal from not being able to vape regularly during the school day because of the high addiction levels. Yeah. Yeah.
And what are you seeing obviously the schools have got to deal with that. Are the schools kind of involved in helping, trying to take the same tactic you guys are?
Yeah, so we're actually working with two middle schools in Roseburg School District right now, both Jolaine and Fremont. We started with their sixth grade classes this last month, and we rolled out a program called Catch My Breath, which is a national e-cigarette prevention program. So working with those kids to kind of help them identify the dangers and the risks of e-cigarettes and some of the marketing tactics being used by the manufacturers to really hook kids at a young age. So the schools have been really supportive with allowing the sixth grade to all go through that this year, and they're looking to have that program roll out through seventh and eighth next.
Wow. And with Douglas County having a higher rate, you've obviously got more work, whether it's smoking or vaping.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's a lot out there to do and a lot of programs to implement. What's great about Thrive Umpqua is they also have this program called Dimensions. Mm-hmm. And they are able to do after-school programs so that students, instead of getting expelled if they're caught with vaping or those kinds of things, are able to have an alternative to school suspension and help teach and learn and cultivate these students.
Yeah. So kind of a diversion.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually in-depth. There's a couple of programs in-depth, but that's offered in partnership with ADAPT at the school as an after-school alternative, which is really nice for those kids to kind of get them help on the spot versus just sending them home, right?
Now, do you feel like Great American Smokeout has got a lot of attention this year in general, or do you feel like it's kind of faded back faded back a bit?
That's a great question. It's hard to know. We do our best every year to get as much participation as we can, and I think so that this year so far we've had a pretty good turnout, and so we're happy with where we're at.
It just seems like, I mean, over time, it used to be a really big deal. It came along every year. You heard about it in advance. Mm-hmm. This year, actually, when I got this from just last week, it was the first time I'd heard anything about it nationally, locally, anywhere. So I kind of wonder about that this time around.
Yeah, it's something we'd definitely like to grow and build upon year over year, just building the awareness that this is coming every November and just to, again, highlight all the programs that are out there to help folks.
So about a minute left. Just remind people about where these quit kits are and how all that works.
Yep. You can pick them up at two locations starting November 17th. The Thrive Umpqua office downtown on Jackson Street or the ADAPT building on Madrone where Douglas Public Health Network is. They'll just be available in the lobby. And if you have questions or need other support, we're there to help too. Our team is available to chat with you.
And Mitchell, for DPHN, if somebody wants to get connected with you guys, find out what resources are out there, some of that on your website?
Absolutely. Go ahead and go to our website, DouglasPublicHealthNetwork.org, and go and check out all those amazing resources. And if you have questions, feel free to give us a call or send us an email.
All right. Again, that's on Thursday, so all this really kick it into gear then. Jessica Hand from Thrive Umpqua, Mitchell Kilkenny from Douglas Public Health Network. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.